back to the Nutramedic report. I'm going to go over some literally pending consults that are out there. I actually have caught up on all my other consults that I think yesterday that were done recently. So I've got to deal with some that are actually pending, and I'll be sending out their emails after the show today. First was a gentleman by the name of Dean and his wife. They had a baby, and the mother, unfortunately, got thrush. Now, the thrush is pretty nasty because when you have breastfeeding and you have thrush, you get cracking of the nipple, you get a lot of pain, you get a lot of swelling. You can also get secondary bacterial infection, and it's like, quote, as he describes it, a knife stabbing her in the chest. Now, the first thing to think is there's two forms of yeast, and there's not just regular Candida albicans. The regular Candida is replaced about 25 years ago with Candida tropicalis and glabrata because of international travel. Now, some sub-strains can produce a lot of aldehydes and other molecules that are pro-inflammatory, but the basic thing is you've got to get rid of the budding and branching forms of yeast. And the repository is primarily in the lower GI tract in the bowel because you reinfect it through the perineum, and then the perineum will often affect the breast tissue. And, of course, if it's in the breast glands, then the glands can get inflamed and they can crack and bleed, etc. So the first thing you want to do is you want to take berberostatin, a capsule twice a day. You want to take living probiotic to replace it with the Resel 6 strain from Paris Institute Paris. You want to take antipathogenics. Things are going to kill off the yeast. Allicin Med, a capsule 3 times a day. Neutrodyne 15 drops 3 times a day. And NutriSilver, at 1 spray per 10 pounds body weight 3 times a day, at least separated by 10 to 15 minutes from the monoatomic tesla-activated iodine. You want to also take the immunoglobulins to help build up your immune system against the yeast, which is NutriImmune, 4 capsules twice a day. And you want to basically boost the immune system to fight infections, and that's the NutriDefense, at least 1 or 2 capsules, 2 to 3 times a day. Now, you can apply topically on the breast tissue as well, things that are not going to affect the baby negatively or sting. You don't want to put NutriDyne on because it has an alcohol tincture. You can put NutriSilver on. And you want to put the NutriSilver on every hour or two, not just 3 or 4 times a day. And as you do that, you're also reducing the risk that you're going to infect the baby with it. You could also take some of the probiotic capsules and open up some of the powder and put it around the nipples so that the baby is being recolonized with healthy probiotic bacteria. Because remember, if the mother recolonizes the baby is less likely to end up with yeast infection. So that gives you an idea of one strategy. That's what I call level one strategy to knock out the problem with thrush. I had another question about Nutridyne, and the person was taking with hypothyroid, and our basic dosages for hypothyroidism are at least 10 drops twice a day. Remember, that's not the only thing. You need to be on mitothyroid, which is not just thyroid replacement. Now, remember, there's several different natural thyroid replacements. The most common one out there is called Armour. It's been around forever. Armour Thyroid, unfortunately, has a couple things. It has cornstarch, it has polymers, and it has titanium dioxide. Now, none of those are really toxic, but they're not really biologically perfect. The next company is called Western Thyroid Research out of Phoenix, and none of that garbage is in there, but it's only thyroid. Now, when you take thyroid, you probably need to be taking the thyroid-releasing factors in the hypothalamus, so we have the hypothalamic factors for all your brain hormones in mitothyroid, as well as adrenal, because there's two horses that pull the plow, if you want to call it, of your hormones in your body, your thyroid and your adrenals that sit on top of your kidneys. And adrenal dysfunction, by the way, is tied directly to abnormal stress responses, which are tied to many different illnesses. So you want to take mitothyroid 1 to 2 capsules in the morning. You want to also do an AM core temperature chart. And what I tell people, do it before your muscles start twitching, so you can use an oral or axillary temperature. The oral one is perfectly good, but you want to make sure it's before you start moving around. The AM temperature chart shows you that if you're hypothermic, it means you have type 1 or type 2 hypothyroidism. Now, type 1 is one where if you measure antibodies against the microsomal or thyroglobulin fractions, you're going to see those antibody levels show up even remotely years after. Usually, that type of thyroid problem is triggered off by an infection like an adenovirus or some other viral infection that affects the gland. And it evolves over a period of up to 14 to 16 years where the gland becomes a little hyperactive for a little while and becomes hypo as the gland involutes. That's actually relatively rare. But 30 times plus more common is type 2 hypothyroidism, which we've talked about with Dr. Mark Starr, I did the original research 37 years ago by bringing in a reverse thyroid test from Germany. And we, for a while, with the head of pathology at the University of Calgary, did 99% of the tests in North America. Except that a couple of universities were looking at the idea of, you know, how the thyroid is regulated. Because each body compartment, by the way, is different. Your brain compartment is different than your liver compartment, and different to your brown fat compartment, to your muscular compartment. Each one, the body regulates the reactivation of conversion of T4 to T3, which is 3 to 4,000 times more avidly attached to the crystallogy of the mitochondria to turn on oxidative metabolism. And T3 can be blocked by reverse T3. Now, if your elevated levels of insulin resistance due to chromium, vanadium, and other cofactor mineral deficiencies, and a downregulation of the number of insulin receptors, we call diabetes, because it's really not a problem with the amount of insulin, there's actually an increase in insulin. And when I presented my research that I did with the head of pathology, the Dr. McEwen at the Ron Curry Diabetic Institute back in 1981, he freaked out. It was like being on the set of The Exorcist, as I said before. Now, since that time, research at the University of Johannesburg, which came up with the glycemic index tables, and Dr. Stanley Ravens at Stanford University 6 years later came up with his so-called Ravens syndrome. It's actually should be called, Deagle-Hewin syndrome, which basically is hyperinsulinemia is a sine qua non, not just of diabetes and prediabetes, but of hypertension, of lipid disorders, including elevated VLDL3 and small particle HDL, of type 2 hypothyroidism, which is tied to heart disease and dementia. Again, remember, dementia is type 3 diabetes. So you want to not only mention, if you're hypothyroid, it's very likely, you can do one of two types of tests. You can do a QRMA if you have a machine or access or want to go to someone that has one. Or I can arrange for you to just go to directlabs.com and do a salivary test for a number of data points during the day of saliva. And they measure three things. They measure cortisol, DHEA, and melatonin. And if you look at your diurnal pattern, you can tell whether or not that person has one or another pattern if their adrenal glands are not working right. Either they have a flat curve or an abnormal curve or a reverse curve for those three hormones. They're unbound because they're in the saliva to the binding proteins. And so it's the most accurate way of measuring your adrenal function because there's a diurnal pattern during day-night that varies. If you're hypoadrenal, besides if you start treating the thyroid and you start to crash, one of the most common things is your adrenal glands are marginal, and as you start to correct the thyroid, the adrenal glands go puts. So you want to be taking adrenal support, one or two capsules in the morning, and DHEA and pregnenolone in an adequate topical transdermal dosage. Now, you're taking pre-hormones, so your body converts what it needs. The same way as we use that for male and female hormones, we give you the pre-hormones for men of DHEA and pregnenolone, and then we add testo cream, which is basically herbal and nutraceutical, so that your body makes what it needs, not gets excess, either due to pellets or injections or whatever. Because if you have excess hormone, androstenedione, dihydrotestosterone, testosterone, your body's going to bioconvert that through your fat tissues and your liver, and it's going to make enough female hormone that you have higher levels than your daughter that's going through menarche, and you'll start developing breast buds, voice changes, and behavioral changes because you're turning into a girl, believe it or not. Now, that's not good because you start rewiring body patterns. You'll start accumulating fat in places that ladies do, like on their thighs. You'll start getting breast buds. You'll start getting emotional. You'll start having other symptoms. And by the way, excess female hormone makes the prostate gland grow, so you actually can start getting prostatism. So you don't want that to happen. So if we do find that you have adrenal needs, we just tighter things up with the pre-hormones, DHEA and pregnenolone, and adrenal support to make sure that your adrenals don't go flat. Now, core body temperature is a really nice, simple way for you to testing, but the blood tests involve measuring free T3, free meaning and not bound to the protein. You can do it in blood or saliva. Free T4, free reverse T3, and HS or high sensitivity TSH. Now, if your reverse T3 is really high, your TSH means nothing. In other words, it can be high enough that it literally will block your metabolism. And I've talked to doctors at NASA and recommended that if they want to look at long-distance space travel, they just need a transdermal delivery system for RT3, and they can put somebody into suspended animation, drop their core body temperature into low 90s or high 80s, and they'll go for weeks or months without a meal. Okay? So you need to realize when someone has elevated RT3, they may, to maintain body mass, only need 25% or more lower calories to maintain their body mass, which is why people that are pre-diabetic or obese have a heck of a time losing weight, because their body actually has shut down their metabolism, so their core temperature and their core metabolic rates are much lower than a person of their same age, sex, height, and body mass, or lean body mass, muscle mass. So, do you think your doctor may know this? Absolutely not. They're not doing what's called a nasal clamp metabolism test in METS, which is a metabolism units. They don't know this research. Yeah, but if they don't, I'm more than willing to teach them. And there's a secret weapon. Don't ask them to call me. You ask them what's a convenient time for me to call or email or Skype them. And I will talk to anybody on my dime, anywhere in the world, doctor, health professional, nurse practitioner, whatever, and try to bring them up to speed and tell them the conventional tests that LabCorp and Quest in America here will do for you that's covered by your insurance, including RT3. And you can do your own core body temperature chart and just send it to me. Now, it's of an email. The email consults are free, unless you start sending me tons of medical records, in which case, if I get an MRI and blood work and a whole bunch of surgical reports, I'm going to charge you for time. But other than that, it's free. That's a ministry that I do. So you need to understand that what I'm providing here is extremely unique. It's a teaching center. I had a request 2 years ago from one of the new docs that's finishing his residency in Santiago, Chile, and he wanted me to set up an institute to teach. I said, the institute's me. Send me case by case. You got a tough case, you can't figure out what the heck to do. And by the way, it doesn't matter what specialty it is. It doesn't matter if it's obstetrics, pediatrics, geriatrics, intensive care, surgery, whatever. You send me the case, and even if I don't know now, I'll research it, and I'll get back to you and tell you what my recommended pathway, optimized pathway, which, by the way, I'm always updating, will be for that case. So if you've got a weird case of an unusual cancer or a thing like, inclusion body myositis, which we've had a recent case, and I reviewed that a few days ago, or you've got an autoimmune condition or a toxicological disorder, or a person that's, say, in the military and they've been exposed to depleted uranium, or a person trying to detox from heavy metals, or toxic volatile chemicals, I'll give you a protocol. Yesterday I had an interesting request. I had a gentleman we've been wrestling with his heavy metal exposure, ex-military, and when we put him on a protocol after a period of 6 months to a year, he started to dump a hell of a lot of heavy metals. Now, when you dump heavy metals, you also use up acetonazole methionine, so you can end up with an acetonazole methionine-induced vasculopathy, which means you can damage your blood vessel walls and you can start going to heart failure or getting severe hypertension. Because SAMe is an iron-sulfur complex that's involved with a whole range of enzyme pathways that work on many different areas. One of the major pathways for removing chemicals from your body and heavy metals and protecting your arteries from ballooning out like an aortic aneurysm is acetonazole methionine. So SAMe is a major tool in our armamentarium, and we have the most powerful form of it in the world. We have 77% SS isomer in nitrogen sachets, which means it's actually so powerful, we have it sealed under nitrogen so it can't interact with oxygen. Nobody else does that. They might have a little tablet. It's not going to have the 77% SS isomer. It's not going to have the immediate bam. You put those crystals under your tongue, and they're in your bloodstream working. So his other doctor was actually pretty bright, coming down from Henderson to his local offices, decided to measure his level of homocysteine. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is for you doctors and patients out there, if you want to optimize to know what your homocysteine is, you should give at least 500 milligrams of L-methionine, which is just an amino acid with methyl groups, L-methionine the night before you do your blood test the next day. If you do an L-methionine challenge, two-thirds of the people you wouldn't otherwise pick up that'll have a level, say, above 6 to 8, which gets into what we call the danger range, are going to show up. Now, this gentleman's level was 16. 6 to 8 is kind of like the upper limit of normal. 8 to 13, like you're in real big trouble. 13 plus, you're kind of like, it's going to affect your brain, it's going to affect your arteries, it's not going to make you feel healthy or well at all. So he's on a dosage of L-methionine, and we need to make sure he has adequate levels of B12 and folate. But some doctors are not aware of this, and I've pulled up the recent literature and reviewed it. Taking activated B12 and folate will not, NOT, not bring down your levels of homocysteine. Now, Dr. Kilmer McCulley did the research at Harvard on this years ago, and his colleagues didn't like his research because he was looking at maple syrup urine disease and thought because these little boys were getting heart disease at 12 years of age and 10, that maybe homocysteine was bad. So he started measuring on patients, and he found basically the majority of cardiac patients, especially those going to heart failure, had elevated homocysteine. Now, there's a new drug out now that combines an ARB with another drug called Entresto. And this drug blocks another pathway to try to dilate the blood vessels and block another abnormal compensatory neuropeptide that regulates, like beta-natriuretic peptide that prevents hospitalization. So the drug does help a little bit. But remember, it doesn't get at the underlying problem. The underlying problem is metabolic. You have a vasculopathy where as the vessels fail, the heart tries to compensate. And as the heart fails, because it's dilating and now the valves no longer work and your ejection fraction is dropping, you're in the process of going quickly toward tachyarrhythmias and eventually cardiac failure and arrest. Now, the drugs are going to help you a little bit, but they're not going to rescue you. So if you do an L-methionine challenge, and if you look at free radical levels in the blood, and you look at these other fractions like a lipid and electrophoresis, what you're going to find is these people have elevated VLDL3 and small particle HDL. They've got elevated oxidative stress, so they need things like gamma-E-plus and both CoQ10 and CoQ10 ubiquinol, and they form a carnitine called propionyl-L-carnitine. They need things to protect the artery wall and the endothelium from methylation pathway disorders, because when you damage it with elevated homocysteine, the endothelium gets damaged pretty severely, and that causes plaque to stick to your artery walls, and eventually that causes unstable plaque that'll cause vascular disease and death. Now, as your vessels fail, they don't do what's called a contractile wave in response to the shearing force of your aorta propagating a pulsatile wave to the arteries, and they respond to that like an echo, and they contract, and 70% of the blood flow away from the heart to the body is actually healthy blood vessels. Now, when that percentage starts to drop, and you're now 50-50 or 60-40 heart to vessels, you're in trouble. Now, at that point, you may only have hypertension. You may not have what we call real heart failure. But everybody with hypertension is in stage one, or what I call pre-heart failure. Everybody. Just like everybody with an elevated blood insulin is basically a pre-diabetic. And if you actually look at some of the criteria that are strict here in the University of California, LA, that they published last year, 69% of Californians over age 30 are diabetic or pre-diabetic by their, relatively strict criteria. That's pretty serious, which is why Broda Barnes said that everybody out there that has heart disease is hypothyroidism, but most of them have what we call type 2, like Dr. Mark Starr, hypothyroidism where they have elevated reverse thyroid hormone. So if your doctor doesn't measure an RT3 level, ask him this question: what's your phone number? What's your email? What's your Skype? And what time is it convenient for Dr. Deagle to talk to you? Don't ask him to call me. They're not going to have the balls or the nerve or the guts. Or they're going to think, well, who is he? He's a radio guy. He's retired. Who does he know? I know an awful lot, okay? And I'm not going to hide it anymore that I'm a hell of a lot smarter than most of my colleagues. Mainly not because I'm, quote, just biologically smarter, but because I'm attitudinally smarter. I'm willing to ask questions that embarrass me and prove that my colleagues and my teachers didn't know what the hell they're talking about. So when I was in medical school or residency, I'd ask questions, and they wouldn't answer. And they said, well, Deagle, please, stop asking questions that embarrass us in the class. Ask us afterward, and maybe we'll answer you. You should probably go in and do a pathology PhD because you're real smart. I said, I already did a PhD in marine bacteriology and genetics in 5 months by sleeping in the lab floor at 21. Why would I want to do this? I said, I want to deal with real patients. So I do now what I call living pathology, which is functional medicine. It combines surgery, chiropractic, intermediate metabolism, genetics. In fact, I have a gene company here in San Diego County that's going to be able to do, in a year or two, your entire genome for $100. So when I have that data right now, I can do your 23andMe and Prometheus analysis. Like no other doctor on earth, I can tell you exactly what gene SNP polymorphisms and what NutriMeds you need, and even down the road, what genetic engineering you need to fix the genes. That's what I can do today. What do you think tomorrow? And I'll train other doctors how to do this too.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
And to follow up on the thyroid thing, unfortunately, the individual is actually just taking Nitrodyne, had previously been taking a synthetic thyroid. Now, I'm going to tell you, the doctors, literally 4.5 decades ago, they started switching to Synthroid and levothyroxine, made a huge mistake. The previous doctors used clinical signs for measuring whether or not they could fix thyroid, including the hair on the lateral parts of their brow not breaking up because the hair follicles become brittle and shatter literally on the pillow. The skin, the changes in the facial appearance, etc. The clinical signs are actually better than the markers for the blood test measuring T4 and T3. The reason is that they never measured reverse T3 or core body temperature or looked for the person's blunted metabolism. And as a result, they missed people that they thought were bioconverting. Now there's 7 minerals necessary for the cofactors for enzymes for bioconversion of T4 to T3, 7. And if you don't have them, which include, most importantly, monoatomic Nitrodyne, which is very effective at converting because your body has to activate it and turn it into its monoatomic form, which it doesn't have a very good ability to do in the gland. But you need zinc, copper, manganese, molybdenum, etc., etc. And if you don't have all these minerals present, you're not going to do a very good conversion. And if you have elevated blood insulin levels, which often are tied to low levels of chromium, vanadium, molybdenum, etc., you're going to have troubles with activating thyroid hormone. So synthetic thyroid is useless. Now, a lot of doctors are taking synthetic thyroid interacting and adding what's called either a pharmaceutical slow-release form of T3, which is, by the way, non-physiological, because each body compartment releases and activates the hormone separately, whether it's your vascular compartment, your internal organ, white and brown fat, your liver, and your brain. Each one is independently monitored and manipulated. And the Russians did a lot of the original research on the fact that different compartments are actually activated independently. So yeah, it's important that this person, number one, not just stop their synthetic thyroid, but get on mitothyroid, and then monitor their T4, T3, and reverse T3 levels and core body temperature, and their adrenal function to make sure that they don't crash their adrenals while they're fixing their thyroid. Also, they're going to notice if they have breast lumps, and this person did have a lot of breast lumps, that often will reverse over time with the use of the monoatomic iodine. You'll see a lot of benign breast lumps, especially those who drink a lot of coffee and tea, will actually notice them reversing if they are taking it. Now, this particular person had also, unfortunately, been seeing a surgeon, and the surgeon apparently removed some of the lumps, didn't find any cancer, but put her on a receptor blocker called Herceptin infusions starting March of last year, and it's like, you got to be kidding. You're taking a hormone blocker to block the breast lumps, and really, if you're taking things to get rid of the xenoestrogens, which are, by the way, much more stimulatory to breast lumps, by taking xenoestrogen detox and things like Simethyl and Life Support, you're going to detox those toxic chemicals that are going to cause breast lumps in females and prostatic enlargement in males. So the idea of taking a female hormone receptor blocker, Herceptin, is wrong-headed when really you've got toxins that are hundreds of times more heavily attached to the female receptor than normal hormones, which would support your bone density and other things, your skin, hair, nails, etc. So if you're not menopausal, which, by the way, you want to transition smoothly, you want to not be taking Herceptin unless you have receptor-positive breast cancer, in which case you're doing gene-based treatments rather than non-gene-based paint-by-numbers drug therapy, which is dangerous and stupid. Sorry to say that, but your doctor is stupid. Our gentleman, by the way, that called me yesterday and had homocysteine, his level was high, it was 16.8 now, and this is without a challenge. His total cholesterol was 246 and HDL was 45. LDL, which is 152, he was over 100. Remember now, low-density lipoprotein cholesterol is bad, but it's mainly the small particle HDL. It's a really bad one, but you can't tell because this test is all done by estimations by nuclear magnetic spectroscopy. And it's a quick and dirty test that both LabCorp and Quest do, but it's relatively useless on the things that are going to fry your arteries, including it doesn't measure things like levels of oxidized cholesterol, which is called 9-norinyl hydroxycholesterol. You can even get an antibody against it where the body's immune system attacks the oxidized cholesterol fraction. So if you don't get small particle HDL in there besides VLDL3, actual level rather than estimation, you're just guessing. So your doctor doesn't know what the hell they're doing unless they do a lipid electrophoresis. And they can do it. It's available. But they usually do the quick and dirty lazy tests. Back in a moment. Your questions, 800-313-9443. Giving you pathways to wellness, financial wellness, etc., and much more.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We're always looking and doing new research. I have a new product we use for joint regeneration and modulation of cytokines that we'll be launching probably talking about tomorrow on the Thursday show. Just to go over some of the products, we have, of course, our NutriSilver in spray and dropper. I may be also adding some vertical spray nozzles that we'll be able to kind of interchange if you want to put those on. Looking at getting supplies of those, we'll give them at a really cheap price for you to literally screw on the top of your bottle. We have Indiamies, which is a chaperone anti-aging mineral neurohormonal support. Basically, chaperones minerals into your body. I'm working on also trying to do an upgrade of our Indiamies product, which we may come in sometime in early 2017. Indiamies is really powerful, very simple. 4 or 5 drops first thing in the morning at bedtime is going to increase absorption of minerals. Now, remember, minerals stimulate and trigger off the activation of genes that regulate every enzyme. Every enzyme in your body has a monoatomic form of a mineral, which means it's in the superconductor form, and catalyzes either making or breaking bonds or the folding or shaping of proteins into their active site. Next technology is CardioVasc, and we have, of course, the 7 synergistic herbs to promote maximum heart and vascular health. And we have other nutraceuticals that we add to that, including Supernox to make nitric oxide, the beet juice powder. We have two different powders available in our Amazon store. The use of things to protect against oxidative stress like cell detox, glutathione, anti-age max, and the use of CoQ10. Our only CoQ10 in the world that is non-crystallizing is ours. Nobody else has this. And CoQ10 ubiquinol, the most absorbed water-soluble form to cross the blood-brain barrier and stop not only TIAs but also migraines and protect the eye. We also have some of the best products like our diosmin with the proper nanoparticle size from a special lab in Europe. It's a nutraceutical from the Spanish orange. This particular particle has been researched for over 35 years and reverses vascular disease and help. We have the most powerful form of S-adenosylmethionine, 77% isomer in a nitrogen sachet as well. And we have the ultrathiamine B1 vascular support and also reversal of kidney disease. So if you have diabetic retinopathy or nephropathy, the kidneys and Lupa Henley, we can reverse that. We have Lumen Photon, and we have basically every form you can imagine in terms of shape. People said, last week I had somebody that said, well, what kind should I order? The pad is of equal power no matter what machine you get, whether it's a little one size for your eyes or your gums and teeth, or it's a large pad covering a good part of your back, or one shaped like a boot so you can put your foot inside it. So it's important to just pick the type that you need for your particular problem. What my favorite one is the one that I have here at my desk, because I have a smaller one back by my bedside. And that is a 264, which is two 132 pads. And the reason is they're both regulated on the same frequency setting, but I can do two different areas of the body, which I can either Velcro them together to make it a bigger pad, or I can put them in two different spots. So that's my favorite. It's 264. The most popular one is a 132. These are epigenetic. I'm working with the engineers to try to see if we can embed the frequencies with an audio frequency input. By the way, I'll be expanding our audio frequencies for different illnesses, which are harmonic resonance for the ion channels for different minerals that help to reverse various illnesses, whether it's cancer, diabetes, peripheral neuropathy, eye disorders, etc. And I'm selecting the specific minerals. I'm also working on technology to actually do what's called, there's a treatment available on the Metapathia, the Russian Academy of Sciences and Dr. Nesterov and his group. They can actually set up a homeopathic therapy in the solution, but it also can do what's called metatherapy to reverse the frequency patterns. I've got a more advanced technology I'm working on that's actually quite a few steps beyond that. They can actually take the harmonic resonance circuit and actually neutralize it. So that technology will be coming on sometime in the next few years, but I am working on a technology that goes well beyond the Russian Academy of Sciences and can actually turn off the biocircuits in the body for any illness, cancer, autoimmune disease, etc. Because no disease can exist without the biocircuits and the harmonic resonance circuits present. So if you have an active disease in your right knee and an autoantibody, let's say attacking, creating rheumatoid nodules, and the left knee has no physical activity of disease, it's because there's no circuits there. You can't detect them with a harmonic resonance circuit frequency analyzer such as a Keithley Enterprises spectral analyzer used for measuring microchips and the quality of the microchips. I use the same machine, believe it or not, which, by the way, was classified for years, and it's a non-regular use for it, to measure in picovolts and microamps the actual frequency spectral circuit. And I now know how to actually reverse and neutralize it. So that technology will be coming on in the next few years that I'm developing, and there's nobody else in the world that's doing it. Me, period. Next is Mountain Red Velvet, and we're working on DR caps. I have a DR capsule company here that's going to be encapsulating there in South Carolina. I've offered to Mountain Red Velvet to actually encapsulate at least some of their capsules, and the reason is they're acid resistant, so they'll get past the stomach and the ampulla vater, which is where the pancreas puts out the pancreatic enzymes. And if many of these molecules, which are fragile, can get to the terminal ileum, they can be mycelized. Now, you have to understand, what the Mountain Red Velvet develop is virtually identical to what the placenta develops to make the baby. Placenta is not just a passive organ to provide an interface for oxygen and nutrients from the mother. It actually generates biomolecules to build the baby. And this is kind of interesting. That's why you see a lot of animals eat the placenta, because those biomolecules, some of them do get past the stomach and digestive system and do help to make more healthy descendants of, you know, deer or whatever. So I'm doing research on this. I'm also working with some of the regenerative centers and research centers that are university-based, University of Texas, Michigan, et cetera, North Carolina. And I'm working on trying to create a surgical version for, number one, organ printing, to print organs such as solid organs like hearts and kidneys, or what's called decellularized organs, where we decellularize, say, a pig heart, and then recellularize it with stem cells from a person with these modulating peptides from Mountain Red Velvet, surgical version, so we can actually teach those stem cells how to actually become a heart. Right now, their current success rate in University of Wisconsin is about 2%, which means they put it in a decellularized heart, they're not getting a response, and I know why. It's the quantum biology of how the cells and the translator proteins in the cell membrane talk to the genes and actually tell them what to do. And when we started introducing a surgical version to print 3D organs, or a what we call a trauma version intravenous for trauma patients, either mass units or in a trauma center, or burn units, or surgical granules or sheets that are going to be used in trauma surgery or regular surgery, you're going to get much more vigorous organ regeneration and healing. Next, of course, is our technologies, our ozone home detox technologies. Now, I had a question yesterday from someone in Australia that bought one of our hyperbaric chambers, and they wanted to know where to get the ozonator. It's from us. It's not expensive. At our current sale price, it's like $187 for an ozonator. And the line runs from the ozonator. You can actually set it up to run 30 minutes when you're in your chamber, and it'll generate ozone that goes into the compressor, so a little line. We also have a hydrogen anion whole body detox system that only helps to slim, but also helps detox toxic chemicals and heavy metals and other volatile chemicals. So it's another great technology. And we have the plasma multi-stage air filtration system, too, that literally generates a plasma to actually pull the toxins and chemicals out of the air for you as well. So that system is available also. We have the QRMA, the bioplasm and the metapathia, and some other technology. The QRMA device is available, and we have an amazing special now. I think it's like 25% off. Still on sale. The bioplasm, which is the next step up, and bioplasm, by the way, has some technologies that are very unique that are not even in the metapathia. Metapathia, though, is the fastest and most advanced system from the Russian Academy of Sciences of Dr. Nesterov. You can do time payments on any of these. Now, if you're getting a QRMA device, you can do the tests on you and your relatives, and the test itself on you and your relatives, aside from a consult, if you start sending me records, I'm going to charge for that time. But if you don't, it's free. In other words, if you get one for your mom and dad, for your cousin and yourself and your kids, all the tests are free. In other words, you need to get a machine from me, and we have the latest new version of the machine, which has gone up from 35 panels to 41 panels. That's available now. We also have the eVitalizer Static Magnetic Biophotonic Field Balancer. That's available as well. We have the Metapathia. This is an amazing device, and I did a Metapathia scan yesterday. And what, when you do a Metapathia scan, it actually scans the biocircuits in your body. It can tell you what pathogen you have in your gut. It can tell you where you have a blocked artery. It can predictively tell you where you're developing cancer or vascular disease. It can tell you if your thyroid gland's failing. It can tell you if you have a cyst in your prostate gland. It's amazing. Now, what is remarkable too is you can actually do what's called metatherapy to reverse those circuits, and you can do the treatment right away. Danger is, for example, if you're treating diabetes, you're going to watch your blood sugar might crash because now your body's going to be a lot more sensitive. So you got to watch your diet, because after you start doing treatment, things are going to change, whether it's peripheral neuropathy or blood sugars or whatever. We also confirm when make what's called nozodes, or a homeopathic spray or solid material. And we can also, what I'm doing work on is the idea of adding other technology to this that will actually measure the actual harmonic resonant circuit and do a what's called an inversion, that I can neutralize that circuit. And that technology is one that I'm working on. It'll probably take, I would say, the next year or two before that becomes available. But right now, Metapathia, you can do metatherapy and make nozodes or homeopathic sprays that will help to stimulate the normalization of the circuits in your body, the harmonic resonant circuits. And I tell people, keep your skepticals on. If I see something that looks like it's screaming out saying this person might have a tumor, I want to get a spiral thin section CT scan or MRI and a PET scan. I want to get cancer cell markers. If I see someone that shows that they're getting multiple blocked arteries in their heart, I want a CT scan of their heart and a transthoracic ultrasound or a transesophageal ultrasound scan. If I see someone that shows significant lipid disorders, I want to get lipid electrophoresis. So there's conventional and advanced tests that I would recommend under the circumstances present. because I think of these as what I call a pre-diagnostic, if you want to call it, resonance scan that gives you a predictive analysis rather than a diagnosis. And many of them are pretty specific. They'll tell you which pathogen you've got in your gut. What, you know, if you've got candida albicans or you've got chlamydia pneumonia or some other pathogen present, it's very specific. And also when you start treating it, your body, when you take your nutraceuticals, it's much more treatable. So that's the metapathia. And again, all of these are available on time payments, so you don't need to pay for it all at once. And we don't charge interest, we just break it up. The next is Reviver Slim. And we have free shipping anywhere here in North America. It's $1,299. We dropped the price, I think, $400 a year and a half ago. So it's free shipping, it's modular, so if anything breaks down the first 3 years, we just ship you a new module. You just snap it on, boom, you're all set. It is a superior device to the power plate, which is three times the cost, which is monitored and marketed to all the doctors around the country that are functional medicine docs. And the VibraSlim is superior technology. We have the Amazon Nutramedical store, and this store is kind of neat because I put up the Sinea Pulse and HydroFloss machine. I'm going to be putting up a some natural herbal cough drops to help with cough. We have things like our beet juice powder and some exercise equipment like the the special types of trampolines that I recommend. Basically things that are going to help you. One of my favorite drinks is the Zevia, which is a form of very natural, non-Splenda, non-aspartame type of zero-calorie soda drink, and some other things that are available, like our beet juice powder, which is very helpful to give you nitrates, so when you take your Supernox and your Cardiovasc, your levels of nitric oxide, which you can test with the test strips on the back of your tongue. And by the way, those test strips are available also from Berkeley that are shipped in from Switzerland, and Amazon distributes them. So those are the best test strips available. We also have now the zeolite. Of course, ultra-liquid zeolite is the best price in zeolite, but it's also the only non-acid one in the Western world. 13 drops in water three times a day combined with our Chelator Max is the best oral chelation you can get. And use that along with Simethyl, one sachet in the morning, one sachet just after lunch, about 1 or 2 p.m. If you take it too late, it's going to make you like the Energizer Bunny because your levels of estrogen and methionine are like a seesaw with melatonin. So if your SAMe levels are high, your melatonin levels are low. So it's going to wake you up. It's an antidepressant. It's an energizer. It's an ATP generator. It's a vascular protector. It's a heavy metal and chemical remover. It's amazing stuff. Simethyl. Next is a new device that we have posted. It's called a BioCuff, arterial pulsatile stiffness BP monitoring device. And we charge $300 for it. With my monitoring, it will actually measure the stiffness of your blood vessels as well as your blood pressure. It's very automated, very neat. It'll tell you if what we're doing to maintain and return vasoreactivity of your blood vessels is happening. And it actually gives you a very accurate physical measurement. So if you get repeated measurements to show that your blood vessels are stiff, we give you nutraceuticals to see if you can reverse it. There's additional tests you can do called an EndoPat and Endothelix. If you email me, I will free give you the links to find a doctor in your country or in your part of America or Canada or any Western nation, Australia, that can do what's called a EndoPat or Endothelix. And these two technologies compete in either measuring capillary blood flow in the fingertips or temperature in the fingertips. And they'll measure the ability of the vascular bed to respond to compression and to re-release to hyperemia. So that tells you if your blood vessels, in response to the pulsatile wave from your heart, can generate a secondary wave, which is a primary wave that moves most of your blood when you're healthy. And by the way, all hypertensives, their vessels are starting to fail. All hypertensives. And all hypertensives also have elevated blood insulin, decreased activity of their sodium potassium ATPase, which is also regulated by insulin, and they have increased levels of sodium retention and imbalances. So next is their DNA telomere resonant mineral harmonic frequencies, and I'm working to add some other frequencies, spectral MP3s. Those will be posted up. Next is Carrot Bar Gold Business, and if you want to know the gold business, then you simply hit that link. There's video, audio, and what's called sizzle call numbers to call, like the one from old Dan Jeromo. It's one of the best. And that five-minute call will explain the business very clearly. We have Nutramedical donations. By the way, we always provide to our vets and to many people that basically don't have resources, either free product or product at markedly reduced prices, because we do have some donations that come in. Those help us. We have a phone wellness consult. Now, if you are getting a metapathia test at one of our centers like PPRDI or one that's going to soon open up in Northern California, you must purchase a consult. Here's a procedure that I do with this test, which is quite a bit different and more invasive. The QRMA test is real simple. They sent me the compressed file. They send me your consult, which is going to be an 11-page intake history form, and any medical records or your own narrative that you give. But a medical record's a form that will help a lot because it's a functional medicine environmental form that covers everything. And your medical records, surgical reports, MRI, CT scan reports, whatever. And that's for the QRMA. Now, for the consultation, whether it's just a straight consult looking at records or medical legal, you need to purchase a consult before you do a metapathia test. And the reason is I log on when the test is live and do a video capture, analyze the data in the spectral analysis, and map from databases exactly what your mineral imbalances are, your toxicological diagnostics, etc. It's a really involved analysis. So,
we are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Naturopaths, interested parties that just want to learn how to do, say, the QRMA test. Now, the metapathy is a different beast. If you're setting up a site, and we have now one site at PPRDI in New York City, which was mobile, the test is actually managed by me remotely. I log on to the TeamViewer at 11, actually manage the video, the capture while I'm doing the test, and then analyze the spectral frequencies afterwards or during the test, and do a video capture of all the data. I then look at their functional medicine history form, their medical reports, their imaging studies, etc. They may include organic acid analysis, let's say at Great Plains Laboratories or Genova Labs. They may include functional medicine testing, hormonal testing, saliva testing. They may include 23andMe and Prometheus analysis, and I will integrate all of it into a final integrated report that tells me what nutraceuticals, what advanced conventional doctors they may need to see, specialists in, say, ENT, neurosurgery, infectious disease, what operational chiropractic or things like deep tissue massage, what forms of acupuncture. In fact, I can even, from the analysis, tell you what acupuncture points would be most useful in terms of acupuncture, so we can refer to an acupuncturist. My oldest son, Matthew, is starting his final steps in training for functional medicine, naturopathy, and acupuncture here in La Jolla, California. And so I can even give you recommendations on that. Now, the test is managed and run by me remotely using their device. Now, with the QRMA, they just do the compressed files, send me the history forms, and the records, so it doesn't need to be done live. But with the Metapathy, it's a live test that I manage anywhere in the world, whether it's in Cairo, Egypt, or wherever it happens to be. So if you have a Metapathia and you want a live test, I need a consult. And then, by the way, with a QRMA, the test analysis for you and your family, if you don't send me medical records and so on, is free. The Metapathia is different. I need to spend specific time to analyze it. It's a very big deal because I'm going to tell you may need MRI scans or a specialist. I'm going to tell you I'm reviewing medical records. I've got to review your functional medicine history report to see if you've got toxicological exposure. You might need a fat biopsy or red and white cell membrane analysis of volatile chemicals in your system if you're ex-military. Like I recently had a case of an ex-military person exposed to a lot of volatile chemicals as well as depleted uranium. And we could do those tests. But you have to understand what I do is at the tippy top of the far end of functional medicine, even if you're a subspecialist in it for 20 years, I was doing this before even the functional medicine specialty and Dr. William Ray set up his clinic in Dallas. Okay? So I'm one of the primary teachers on the planet, and I'll do it for you free, just case by case, by charging my time to actually analyze the case. So you don't have to have an institute. I don't need to have some special stipends. I will train anybody on earth case by case. But that's how it's done. It's done that I manage the Metapathia test remotely. Pure Water Systems, we talked about this yesterday. They're 10% off if you use the code NutriMed. We now have the new one we launched, which is the Auto Flush System. Best whole host systems. BEV 100 countertop snaps on your tap in your RV or your apartment. BEV 300 under the counter. BEV 200 tackle box system. You can drop a water line into a puddle and make cleaner than distilled water. It's amazing. We have Michelle's forum. That's linked up to Deagle Network. We have hyperbaric therapy, 1.3 atmospheres. If you're considering getting a system, only get it from Summit to See. You must tell me, so I receive not only monitoring of how you're doing with the system and how you use it and getting your own ozone system, but I also will get the commission on the sale if I made the recommendation as part of your overall treatment. We have less EMF, electrosmog, ultraviolet light therapy, radiation monitoring, prepare wise foods, the best mylar-based foods, ready store with emergency medical equipment, etc. And we have, of course, some clearance products that you have to buy three or six packs. Amazing things. We're adding new services all the time and new products here at NutriMedical to make you the best you can be in 2017 and beyond, and challenging you to heal yourself with the least polypharmacy possible.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers,
have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.